out on the Pacific, the steamship moves slowly through the midnight fog. Shrouded in mist, her huge hulk glides ghost-like over a glassy sea. In the lounge, almost deserted and heavy with shadows, a man is seated at the piano. His face is thin and pale. He plays very softly, absently, his eyes fixed far ahead, as if seeing into the future or trying to remember the past.
Long day ahead of us tomorrow. Don't you think you'd better turn in, old man? It's rather late. Conway, don't you hear me? Conway.
Anything you say.
Please don't stop playing, please. That last selection was quite beautiful. May I inquire the name of it?
Well, what was it, Conway? The name of that selection?
I don't know. It's something I... Oh, something...
There, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I beg your pardon. My name is Rudolf Sievkin.
Sievkin, the pianist?
You know me?
I've heard you play many times. My name is Rutherford. This gentleman is Mr. Conway.
How do you do? Oh, no, don't stop. Go on, please. Thank you. Yes, superb, but I can't quite place it.
I remember now. It's by Chopin.
Chopin? No, not Chopin. Very much in his style, but definitely not Chopin.
I know it's by Chopin.
Really? But I flatter myself that I know everything of Chopin's. Everything that was ever published.
Well, this wasn't published.
So, then how do you happen to know it?
It was taught to me a few months ago by one of Chopin's pupils.
Mr. Conway chooses to have a joke with me.
Not only a pupil, but a friend.
Mr. Conway, may I remind you of one thing? This friend of Chopin's. Do you realize that to be alive today, he would have to be somewhere in the neighborhood of, say, 130 years of age?
Yes, he was with Chopin the night he died, in 1849. Rutherford, I believe I'll take a walk around the deck. Good night.
Perhaps Mr. Conway resented my intrusion.
You'll have to forgive my friend, sir. He's been quite ill.
Oh?
Yes, I'm taking him home to England. You see, he's had a very severe case of amnesia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd better go along with him. Excuse me, please. Conway! Conway, is that you? Well, I'm afraid you've insulted the eminent Mr. Sievkin. He was quite peeved.
I suppose it sounded very absurd.
Well, a man 130 years old. It was rather hard to believe.
Yes, the more so because it's true. You don't believe me either, hmm?
I'm a writer, Conway. I'm capable of believing almost anything.
Rutherford, how did you happen to find me?
Oh, purely by accident. I was traveling from Hankow to Chongqing by train. I made the acquaintance of a very charming lady, Mother Superior of some French Sisters of Charity. She told me of a case they had in the hospital at Chongqing, a fever patient who'd been brought in some weeks ago. She said he seemed to be English, but spoke excellent Chinese. Naturally, I was interested. Well, I went to the hospital with her. I recognized you at once.
And I didn't recognize you?
The doctor said you'd been under considerable strain.
Yes, but I do recognize you now.
You mean your memory is coming back?
For the past 2 days, I've been remembering little things. Tonight it all came back to me. That is, all except a few days when... Rutherford, when you went to the hospital, did they mention how I had come there?
Yes. You were picked up on the road about 60 miles from Chongqing.
Alone?
No. There was someone with you. A woman.
A Chinese woman?
Yes.
And what happened to her?
Why, they brought her in too, of course. But she was pretty far gone. She died that night.
Died.
Conway, I'm glad your memory has returned. But I'm sorry if already you wish it hadn't.
I don't know what I wish. I only know that... Rutherford, you said you were capable of believing almost anything. Could you believe the impossible?
Do you believe it?
It happened to me.
Go on.
I don't know just where to begin. How long is it since I've seen you?
About 1921. As I remember it, you were at Oxford.
Yes, that's right. I'd gone back there after the war. I was making a study of Oriental languages. Well, soon after that, I went into the consular service.
So I heard. You were sent to India, weren't you?
Yes, to Baskul. I was the consul there up until last May. Then there was a revolt of sorts in Baskul, and we thought it safer to evacuate the civilians to Peshawar on the northwest frontier. We had some planes for the purpose, and I myself left Baskul with four passengers and a pilot.